It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Your official station to talk Knicks. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Oh,
Mr. Steel Girl is bad.
So let your man know.
That's BT and Sounds 145 back on the Fan here. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata. As we inch, boy, it's feeling like we're inching. I mean, inch by inch, getting closer to tonight, the Knicks. And the crazy thing is, like, you know, up until, even though I did not expect wins in Indiana without OG, I felt like I still kind of had an expectation of how they would play tonight. This is the first game, Sal. And again, my instincts could be dead wrong. They could be amazing. They could be horrendous, whatever. Like, I don't really even know if I know what to expect tonight.
Right.
That's the hard part.
See, I had a strong feel until what I felt did not happen. Like, I thought the Knicks were going to wrap it up in Game 5. Well, once they lost both in Indiana, it's hard to then maintain that strong feel, especially after watching what happened and knowing Ananobi is out. So I'm with you. My feelings at certain points, or your feelings and anybody's feelings at certain points, are going to be stronger than, you know, at times they're going to be stronger about certain games than others. Tonight, I don't have a very strong feel, but ultimately I'm going to try to stick into what I believe and not get away from, you know, that initial belief just because of what happened in Game 4. But I totally get it. I understand it. You had more conviction going in Indiana thinking that the Knicks would not win a game.
Yes.
Where tonight maybe it wavers a little bit knowing they're back home. Maybe Brunson could have a big performance. I get it.
He is Knicks, by the way, it's 1.5 now. Knicks minus 1.5.
It was 2.5.
It opened, I believe, at 2.5. It's been obviously
so they're trying to entice you to now take the Knicks.
I guess, you know, smart money's not rolling in yet.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I'm confused about everything. I don't know what we get tonight.
Maybe,
I really don't.
Maybe ask your friend.
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe we have some guidance from my friend Carrie, who is in Sayreville, New Jersey. I believe she's on her way to the game, and she's a proud Knicks season ticket holder. Her and her husband, Carrie, BT and Sal. What's going on, Carrie?
Well, that's soon to be ex-husband, I think, after yesterday. No,
ooh.
I'm just kidding. we're on our way. We're, you know, getting ready. I just hope everyone shows up tonight. I think the fans really need to get behind them and just make it the loudest atmosphere as possible.
Now, Carrie, are you guys in the car?
We're in the car. There's actually a car fire, so we're sitting in traffic on a turnpike. But, yeah, we're in the car now.
Wow. So the game starts at 8, and you guys are rolling in pretty early. What are you going to do? Are you spending the night? Are you going back after the game? What are you guys going to do in the city? Just tailgate a little pregame?
Yeah, I mean, this team drives me to drink, so I do need to have a few to really calm the nerves.
But, yeah.
What
is the drink of choice, Carrie? What is Carrie going to?
I just like a beer. It's pretty simple. We go to the Bronx Brewery in Hudson Yards. They have the best beer. Definitely recommend them. And, yeah, simple girl.
Let me recommend something, BT. Maybe you meet up with Carrie and her husband, I mean, if that's a thing, and bring some Surfside.
I'm confused, though, Carrie. So you have 2 season tickets, or you have more than 2?
We have 2 season tickets. We're section 211, row 14. But we both work in restaurants, so I thought my husband might not be able to get off for Game 7. But
What if I would have said yes yesterday?
I want a real fan.
But what if I said yes yesterday? Wait. But
then
what if
come.
And what would you do with your husband? Stays home?
He probably doesn't know if he can make it anyway. So I think I just want a real Knicks fan. I think it would be awesome to have like a real passionate fan next to me.
I am, that is me. I am as big a Knicks fan as they come. There's no doubt. You know,
I get
Karen.
A little crazy.
Real knows real, Karen.
I need someone to keep me calm. I tend to start a little fight. I get a little crazy. So as long as you're there to keep me in line. I think we'd have a good time.
Whoa.
Take it easy.
Now.
Stop.
Oh, yeah. Come on, BT. I hear the...
stop, dude.
Look, I know it when I hear it. I know what's happening here, Carrie. I know it's it. Get her husband to cackle
it's
in the background.
It's good fun.
Yeah. No, you need somebody to keep you in line. I get it.
Listen, Carrie, she's clearly jealous. He's just jealous. You passed right over his shiny dome and came to me.
Yeah,
he got
right.
No love for Carrie.
Me.
That was a hater. Yeah. I feel like...
Whoa,
was
here we go.
Really love the Knicks as much as
I do.
Right, right. No, I'm not a hater. I'm a realist.
Yeah.
There is a difference.
We're gonna win tonight.
I need
Carrie.
Some optimism in my life.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'm gonna give it to you again.
And your husband's not giving it to you.
Oh man.
Oh yes.
What?
He's really gonna leave me now.
No. What, Carrie? What's his name, by the way?
His name's Dustin.
Justin or Dustin? I'm sorry.
Justin.
What's up, Justin? How you doing, buddy? You okay?
Good. How are you?
Awesome, man.
Hey,
there
Justin,
he is.
What's going
he
on
is
here?
Real. He does
exist. Step in for this friggin' love fest. What are you doing sitting this one out? My goodness.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Let's go Knicks.
That's
there
right.
There you go. Let's
They're
go
gonna
Knicks.
Win today.
That's right.
Hey, Justin, I got a circumstance for you. This is what you should do. You should tell Carrie to sit this one out. I'm taking Licata to the game. I want to go hang with a real man at a game.
That could work.
Yeah,
I'm down.
There you go.
No.
He should flip the script.
Yeah, all right,
Carrie
all right.
Invites BT. Justin or Dustin, which one was it?
Justin.
I want to hang with Sal at a game. Get the real experience. Hang with a
yeah,
lunatic.
I buy the tickets, though.
Ooh.
I buy the tickets.
So we got the breadwinner making the decisions. Now, hey, I think I have a happy medium because you guys sound awesome, and I really do appreciate the invite. Although, I got to say, Justin, and of course, no harm, no foul, but it's all good stuff. Like, I would not let my wife go to a game with another guy.
Even
I
with, like, you know, an on-air personality. Like,
I wouldn't do it.
Like if your wife was like, I want to go to the game with Mr. G or something. I don't know. Like you,
Mr. G.
I don't know.
I'm a sports fan. I'm not going to bring another girl to a game. No offense. There's not that many women my age or women in general that are as crazy.
No, I get it. But what I'm saying is I'm also a good-looking guy.
Carrie, can I ask you a serious question here? Is sure. BT part of a potential list, you know, like a hall pass or something?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay. I got it. All right. Appreciate it. All right. Well, how about this?
Justin,
about
instead of sitting in the seat of the guard, he's going to be sitting in the corner.
How about this, guys? Carrie, Justin, so you guys are going to be going to game. I've got my daughter's dance recital on Sunday morning anyway. Then I got a baseball game. So I couldn't go anyway, and I really appreciate the invite. How about a happy medium? How about you guys, both of you, Justin, I'm inviting you as well. How about you guys come out to DJ's on the Friday before Memorial? Come out, maybe even pop you guys on stage a little bit, have a little fun, definitely have a drink after the show, and watch me and Sal do our thing, even though, let's face it, Carrie's going to want to watch me do my thing more than Sal. Yeah. Let's be honest. Okay?
That sounds good. And when they make the next round, when they go to play Boston, we'll get together for that as well.
Then it's go time, Karen. Then it's go time. Justin, then I'm going to have to say, listen, I can't say no more. I can say no twice. The third time I'm going, dude, okay?
I'll hang with Justin. I could be a good wingman. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Awesome. Let's go Knicks. Let's get it done tonight, guys. Yeah, there we go. Where's my Knicks song? Get that thing fired up. We got to get this in the right direction.
By the way, Carrie, hold on. I will have you note, just for the record, of the two of us, one says that the Knicks were not going to win this series after the Anunoby injury.
Yep. Yeah, that's true.
I respect it. I respect you saying that, but let's not make it like, you know. I mean, come on.
But what does it tell you? She still wants to take me.
Yeah. Well, I think, put it this way, I think it's more than your fandom for the Knicks.
Stop saying that, dude. Although I am on the list.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
That's a hall pass.
I think that's the first list that I'm on. I mean, you're like A-list actors. Nobody's putting me on their list.
She's got you on the hall pass.
She said it right in front of her husband.
Well, he's cackling in the background.
I've said Jennifer Aniston in front of my wife. She knows the list.
But never talked to Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
How do you know? Well, come on.
She's talking to you saying she has a hall pass with you, and that's Justin's right there.
That's true.
Yeah, okay.
Can you imagine that? My wife, I'm not, like, this is all kidding aside.
Mm-hmm. Dude, she'd squeeze him in a vice?
Castrate.
That's it.
Like, it'd be over.
Always a step too far. Really? What? If you just went to the game, I don't mean actually sleeping with her, just going to the game?
If I talk to her, if I talk to somebody the way that Carrie talked to you in front of her husband,
if I did that in front of my wife,
castration. Like, it's not even... She warned me early on, my wife. It was like around Christmas time we started dating. She brought, this is a true story.
Oh, boy.
She brought to my apartment, my little dinky studio apartment in Midtown. A nutcracker. I was like, oh, that's nice. Yeah. So she goes, you see this?
Yeah.
It's not just a Christmas decoration.
No, she didn't.
I swear to God, dude. She goes, I find you messing around, whatever.
Jeez, I'm, talk about laying down the law right away. What, are we in jail? Like, are we dating?
It was love at first sight.
Oh, my God.
I got to be honest. Carrie sounded like she like had a piece of tape over Justin's mouth, and every time she wanted to talk, she took it off.
It did seem
he didn't have much to say.
It seemed like Carrie's kind of running the show.
She wears the pants and maybe something else in the
They should start making a mask of yourself for Halloween. That's what you'll go out and buy for a husband.
Okay. All right.
Our husband was a good sport.
He seems like a great guy. You know what we are. You know who we are. And you know what we're about to do tonight. Let me go crank this up here, Patty B. Let's go.
Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. Say, go, New York. Go, New York. Go. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. We're back on track on the fourth score. And Morris 94. And the Knicks are hardcore. And I'll tell you like this. We ain't never looked sharper. With Hubert, Bonner, Gray, and Harper. It's the Knicks. And we're back on pace. Everyone's gearing up for the championship race, and the fans are going crazy, and they're doing it for a reason. Because 94 is the nick of the season. You better believe the Knicks got all that.
All right, boys. You know, oh, hold on. We get a little mace in your face. Hang on. Crank it up.
Ewing dunks in your
face. Ewing, I think
this is a team.
All right, so.
Yeah, if they had those guys, they'd win tonight.
Not if Pat gets outplayed like he did against the Keem. I think that we're going to know. And it's not always like this with these Knicks. Think about how poorly they started a couple times down in Philly.
Early on.
I think we're going to know 3-4 minutes into this game what we're looking at.
DiVincenzo, make or miss his first shot, might be the key to the game. I know they need Jalen, obviously, but
I can tell you one thing. I don't know how Jalen's foot is, and I'm not going to be so brazen to say that Jalen's dropping 40. I will call this. Dante showing up tonight.
All right.
He's not flinching tonight.
My guy, Jalen, I know he's everybody's guy. He's going to score 40, 45.
Oh, man.
Your guy, Devo. He's got to get his 25-30.
Well, let's go. A little more?
Yeah.
All right. He'll be up to the task. All right. Just getting that nutcracker.
You
and instead, he got a ring. I would have ran away. Jeez.
I like that stuff.
He ran to it. Squeeze on her, honey. All right. Let's get out of here, man. We got Evan and Tiki coming up next. Go, Knicks. We will see you tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.